Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, first and foremost, rest in peace to Pope Francis. Now, that being said, I love the internet. I'm sure you guys have heard by now that J.D. Vance was one of the final people to meet with Pope Francis before he passed away in the middle of the night. And the internet was brutal about it. I mean, J.D. Vance immediately tweeted out, "I just learned of the passing of Pope Francis. My heart goes out to the millions of Christians all over the world who loved him. I was happy to see him yesterday, though he was obviously very ill, but I'll always remember him for the below homily he gave in the very early days of COVID. It was really quite beautiful." And if you scroll down, the top replies, Dean Withers, "What did you do, bro? Rocket Archive. Poor guy died of cringe after meeting you." Someone said, "It's your fault. You sneaky, poisonous snake who slithered in with a smirk and a handshake so toxic it should have come with a hazmat warning." That got 4,500 likes. Someone said, "What did you do?" Someone said, "Can you meet with Putin next, please? Please? Oh, my Lord." Someone said, "This you." And they photoshopped J.D. Vance to be the Grim Reaper. "Way to go, jackass," says someone. All right. People were not nice about it. And let me remind you, before I go through the hundreds of other memes, I don't actually have hundreds of memes, but I have a few memes that I want to show you. And then we can talk a little bit more seriously about the life of Pope Francis and J.D. Vance and his terrible, terrible vice presidency. But keep in mind, Vance and Pope Francis have had a lot of public fallouts over the past year or so. This says, "Despite Vance's much-touted faith, the encounter was one that few in Washington or Rome would have predicted. He and Francis had had deep and public disagreements in recent months over the Trump admin's attitudes to immigration, not least its mass deportation efforts. In a letter to Catholic bishops in the U.S. in February, the leader of the world's 1.4 billion Roman Catholics described the mass deportation as a, quote, major crisis that was damaging the, quote, dignity of many men and women." So the public fallouts continued, and then they meet in person. "Listen up, liberals. Kills the Pope." What about this one? J.D. Vance to Pope Francis on Easter Sunday. "It is good to see you in better health. Pope Francis died Easter Monday. He survived double pneumonia, but couldn't survive the stench of theocratic authoritarianism. Rest in peace, Pope Francis." Someone tweeted out 15 days ago, "So Hegseth is war, RFK Jr. is plague, which one is famine and which one is death?" And then early this morning they said, "Ah, okay, so Vance is death." What about this one? "Guys, J.D. Vance did not kill the Pope, and it's stupid and immature to imply he did. The Pope killed himself after meeting J.D. Vance." Oh, God. I'm sorry. That one was too far. Next, someone says, "The Pope meets with Vance, immediately dies of cringe." Really quickly, if you're enjoying the J.D. Vance memes, make sure you drop a like. Keep in mind, these are anti-J.D. Vance memes, not anti-Pope memes. From everything that I've seen about Pope Francis, he seemed like an empathetic, solid human being. J.D. Vance is the one who is a weird authoritarian. I mean, look at this photo. Let's take a quick break to look at this photo of Pope Francis. Before he was Pope Francis, he was a cardinal in Argentina. I mean, look at this dude. It's interesting seeing a younger version of him before he was actually him. A lot of aura in this photo. He looks pretty badass, no? This one says, "Meeting Vance and then deciding to go to the one place Vance could never reach." And really quickly, it has been a stressful few months, so I've been trying to unwind in healthy ways. I've been working out, I've been trying to play sports, but I've also been taking a lot of Viya. I've been using their THC-free gummies and drops for months now, and it helps me stay focused and relaxed when I need to lock in or just wind down for the day and finally shut off. It's crazy how dialed in their formulas are, and with 420 right around the corner, their spring 420 sale is like Black Friday for your brain and for your energy. You can get up to 35% off site-wide, 50% off bundles, and a free gift when you use my code BLUEHEART at the link in the description around 420. Now let me remind you, everything that Viya produces is lab tested, organic, healthy. It ships discreetly to your door. You don't need a card. It's not sketchy. It's legit legal wellness that will give you better sleep, deeper focus, and a better mood. And if you're not sure what to get, their product finder quiz takes like 60 seconds and it tells you exactly what you'll need. So if you're 21 plus, go to via.co/blueheart. Again, in the description, you'll see via.co and use code blueheart to unlock up to 35% off site-wide during the spring 420 sale. You get bundles, you can get gifts, you can get free shipping. Just go to via.co and type in the code blueheart. Thank you guys, and thanks to Via for making this video possible. Lord have mercy. Now we have Marjorie Taylor Greene, who said, "Today, there were major shifts in global leadership. Evil is being defeated by the hand of God." Now, Republicans have been saying that people on the left are insensitive for making jokes about J.D. Vance. Not even making jokes about Pope Francis. We all said rest in peace. We understand how tragic it is. But making jokes about how much of a piece of shit J.D. Vance is gets Marjorie Taylor Greene triggered. But correct me if I'm wrong, is she not genuinely saying that Pope Francis was evil and that him dying means that God is defeating him? Like, God intentionally tried to... He had double pneumonia. If God wanted to take him out, he could have done it a few months ago and had an amazing amount of plausible deniability. There were major shifts in global leadership today. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm just going to say it, is celebrating Pope Francis's death because he came out and said maybe we shouldn't be mean to gay people. Maybe gay people should be able to just live their lives in an ideal world. In the world that God envisions, gay people will be able to, you know, do what they want. Someone said, "I kill dogs," Christy Noem. J.D. Vance is like, hold my beer. This says, "The Pope saw this and immediately died." And it's J.D. Vance's haircut. Oof, I can't tell if that's worse or better than Pete Hegseth's one sideburn shaved today. If you haven't seen my last video, go check that out. Pete Hegseth had one sideburn shaved, one still going down. I've only done that once before in my life, and it was when I was drunk after a college party. This one says, "J.D. Vance asking Pope Francis, 'Have you said thank you once?'" And J.D. Vance is in the Grim Reaper costume. This one, Lord have mercy. There are hundreds, there are thousands of jokes, J.D. Vance. And look, obviously J.D. Vance didn't literally kill the Pope, but let's be honest, when you're the last person to see the Holy Father alive and you walk out looking like, I don't even know, obviously that's not real, walk out looking like an absolute clown, people are going to make jokes, and they have. But even beneath the memes, I think there's a little bit of deeper irony here. J.D. Vance constantly wraps himself in the language of Christianity and tradition and moral authority, yet he's working with Donald Trump, who makes a mockery of those same values every single day. And so does J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, for the person that's supposed to love thy neighbor, really felt comfortable demeaning Zelensky in front of the world while Zelensky's people, the Ukrainian people, were being killed. Children are being bombed, homes are being taken over, and J.D. Vance's quote-unquote Christian ass is saying that... it doesn't matter. You need to say thank you. J.D. Vance is also pushing this culture war garbage that Pope Francis rejected. I mean, he also rejected it because of his age. But any single time Pope Francis did get pulled into some social rights issues, he seemed to be pretty solid. He seemed to be decently moderate. I remember him coming out multiple times and saying that the mass deportations, not cool. Being mean to gay people, not cool. Maybe we should all just have love in our hearts if you actually want to say that you're a Christian. So Trump's cruelty at the border, the cruelty towards minorities in America, even lying about election fraud, we can even talk about that. Those are all antithetical to what Christian is supposed to, or to what Christianity is supposed to represent, in my opinion. All right, and just to wrap this up, I want to talk about some democratic messaging, because there is a messaging side to this. Yes, the memes are funny. They're spreading like wildfire, but they're also very revealing. Like, always make sure that you say the Pope Francis' death is a tragedy. But on the other hand, when the guy who supposedly is like the next best spokesperson for your movement, when the vice president becomes a walking punchline, maybe it's time to ask what your movement actually stands for. And honestly, the Democratic Party is getting a little bit of a punchback. We're making funny jokes about Pete Hegseth. We're making funny jokes about J.D. Vance and the Pope. And yes, it's a little bit edgy, but we can be edgy. It's fine to be edgy as long as we're punching up and not making fun of minorities, which is what J.D. Vance and Republicans do. So I'm going to leave it at that. The messaging part of this, I think, is pretty interesting. If Democrats continue to make memes about how J.D. Vance is a weird, slimy, theocratic loser and how Donald Trump is a dumb clown idiot, which these are all true in my opinion, then that is how we slowly consolidate power. Yes, there is a place for deep policy discussion as well, but right now, memes seem to be pretty powerful. Let me know what you guys think. I'm genuinely curious. Leave some comments, drop some blue hearts, drop a like. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.